Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
European Secondary Bond Market Data Report by Simone Bruno. On March 19, 2024, ICMA published its fourth semi-annual European Secondary Bond Market Data Report, covering the period from January 2022 through December 2023. An initiative of the ICMA Secondary Market Practices Committee, the SMPC, the report compiles and analyzes EU and UK secondary bond market data published on the MiFIR/MiFID requirements using Propellant digital software. The data and the analysis cover both sovereign and corporate bonds market. The latest report has allowed ICMA to 1. Identify new patterns in the data, and 2. Confirm observation identified in previous editions and draw conclusions on potential trends. Key observation from the data include the following. Sovereign bond trading notional in the second half of 2023 decreased by 1% compared to the first half of 2023, whilst trade count increased 8%. Year on year, however, both trading notional and trade count increased by 8% and 25% respectively compared to 2022. Corporate bonds saw less trading activity in the second half of 2023 compared to the first half of 2023, with a decrease in notional traded of 17% and a decrease in trade count of 6%. Year on year, however, both trading notional and trade count increased by 8 and 11% respectively compared to 2022. In 2023, 98% of sovereign notional and 96% of corporate notional was represented by Euro, USD and GBP denominated trades. Year on year, notional traded for sovereign bonds issued by the UK and Italy grew by 23 and 25% respectively, whilst France showed an 8% decrease. Italian sovereign debt shows the major increase in the percentage share of notional traded and trade count. For the top seven sovereign issuers, which make up 95% of total notional traded, average trade sizes continue to decrease. Between the first half of 2022 and the second half of 2023, average trade size decrease ranged from a maximum of negative 52% and a minimum of negative 18%. Year on year, corporate average trade size decreased by 8% for euro-denominated bonds, but grew 7% for USD-denominated bonds. For both sovereign and corporate bonds, the share of total or notional traded via systematic internalizers decreased marginally in favor of dealer-to-dealer and dealer-to-client protocols.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.